Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Wednesday afternoon already. I told you Monday, don't be bummed that it's Monday, because the weekend's going to be here before you know it, and here we are already on Wednesday afternoon. You just heard Chris Miller in the news say that there's a heavy thunderstorm in Kenner at the airport, and looking out of our studio windows, I'm seeing a couple of thunderstorms off in the distance. I think this is the last day we have of intensified thunderstorm activity. And then we're going to slip more into that pattern, maybe today and tomorrow. Then we slip for the weekend. We slip into that pattern of 40% chance of rain basically every day. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Once again, we have a hell of a lot to talk about. Hey, I'm really excited. My horse won yesterday at Louisiana Downs in the 6th race. Scoot, the Scoot Terrier, his official name. They nicknamed him Scoot in the paddock area and in the stable area. And I got a call from Miss Evelyn Benoit last night, and she said, Scoot won in the 6th race last night, Louisiana Downs. He finally got over this allergy. I mean, he came out, and he was just killing it in the beginning of his racing career at the fairgrounds. And then he just developed this allergy and has been having some problems. But apparently, Scoot is back, and I'm happy to hear about that. All right, we do have a lot to get to. The President of the United States is showing signs of being very, very indecisive. And it's hard to perceive people who are indecisive as being confident. I just posted a video on Substack, Scoot on the Air Substack. And look, I want to remind you, this is an extension of my show. Go to Substack.com and just search Scoot on the Air. And I would love for you to become a subscriber. I'd love for you to join us. I'm going to be able to do some things on Substack that I can't do on Facebook and Instagram. And look, Substack is different. If you're tired of the hate, if you're tired from the juvenile trolls on Facebook and also to some degree Instagram, then get out of there and come join me on Substack. It's a whole different audience. It's a whole different environment. It started out as being a place for journalists to post their blogs and their information, and it's a great place to get news. And it's a great place to get interesting comments about the news, and that's exactly what I'm doing on Substack. But now it's open to everyone, and it really is a great social media platform. And for some of you, it's brand new. It's been around for a little while, but not that long. And it's a great escape from, again, the juvenile, misinformed trolls. And I'm so fed up with that on Facebook. And I'm still going to do some things for Facebook and Instagram. But I really would love for you to join me on Scoot on the Air Substack. So I just posted a video about Donald Trump's brain doesn't seem to be stable right now. He's changing his mind about things. And he's talking about Iran like Iran is defenseless. Wait till Iran, you know, hits a U.S. military base. Wait till an Iranian terror cell in the United States does something. Now, the magnitude of what a terror cell does in the United States is not going to be as broad as what Israel and the United States could do to Iran in terms of territory. But psychologically, it could be devastating. So this idea of calling Iran defenseless, obviously, the president doesn't seem to understand that Iran does have recourse, just in the same way that he went off on this thing with the tariffs, thinking that nobody had any recourse, that everybody was going to come begging to him. Again, this is the mentality of a bully. Bullies don't pick on people that they think are going to punch back. Bullies pick on people they think are weak. And nations did not come racing to make deals with the United States over the tariff deal. And President Trump has had to change his mind about that. You know about the TACO tariff plan. And then now Trump has changed his mind again about illegal immigrants. You know, he campaigned on the idea, I'm going to get them all out of here. All of the illegal immigrants are going to be out of here. Mass deportations. Well, then the deportations were not quite as massive as they wanted them to be. So he sends in his sidekick, Stephen Miller, who is, like, I think, a really dangerous guy because of his brain, his thinking. He seems to be a racist. And Stephen Miller is obviously feeding a lot of information to Donald Trump. And, you know, Stephen Miller goes on this rant before the ICE agent saying, you know, you got to get out there and you got to go to the Home Depot and Lowe's and you got to go to 7-Eleven and you got to find these people, get these people. We need to get these deportations up. And so they were just, that's when they were starting to pull people out of, you know, schools and churches and everywhere. Well, Donald Trump heard from the hotel and agricultural industry in California. And Donald Trump, just like 2 weeks ago, said, okay, we're not going after the hotel and agricultural workers. Well, last night he changed his mind and said, yes, we're going after the hotel and agricultural workers. I mean, how do you explain this? This instability at the level of President of the United States is pretty damn scary. So I posted a video about that. I would love your comments. Please comment and engage in people on Substack. It's a different audience. It's a better audience to me than Facebook. And for many of you who listen to this show, it's just not, again, the childish, misinformed, hateful, ignorant comments that you see on Facebook. And you know, so many of the comments that are critical of me are just from people who are totally, completely misinformed by the conservative media echo chamber. So you're going to find a lot less of that on Substack, which is why I really enjoy being there now. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Mark Levin, who is on Fox News, and I think he's got a radio show or something else. He's part of the right-wing radical movement. Mark Levin is just screaming at Fox viewers, telling them, you got to support bombing Iran. You got to support this. You either support this or you're not a patriotic American. If you're a patriotic American, you support bombing Iran. Look, I understand. I get this. Iran can't have a nuclear bomb. I get that. But, man, we've got to have some stability here. And yesterday on Substack, I posted a video about President Trump deciding that he needed to be more involved, that the U.S. might need to be more involved in the attack on Iran because of Fox News. You know, Donald Trump doesn't read. He does not read. We hear this from multiple sources. You can believe what you want to believe, but he doesn't read. He doesn't even read his own intel. In fact, he's actually ignoring his own intel. He's ignoring U.S. intelligence on how close Iran is to getting a nuclear bomb. And somehow, in his own infinite wisdom, because of his tremendous background in the military, Donald Trump somehow knows more than U.S. intel. And so he saw on Fox News how Israel was getting credit for being a military genius when it comes to the way they're striking Iran. And Donald Trump wanted to take credit. He could not help himself from trying to take credit for that. So he said, yes, we have secured the skies over Iran. Well, it was like a couple of weeks ago, Israel said, we have secured the skies over Iran. Now, the U.S. is helping, but Donald Trump is making it seem like it's all us. And then now Trump is seriously considering getting involved in military action, either vicariously or directly, because of what he saw on the Fox News channel. You know, the news is not an accurate depiction, especially on the cable news channels. It is not an accurate depiction of what goes on a daily basis. It is an exaggeration. In many ways, it is designed to get your attention. In many ways, it's just entertainment. It's entertaining you with information, but it's entertainment. And to develop a foreign policy concept based on what you see on Fox News, I mean, this is insane. It's insane. Mark Levin, I believe he's Jewish, very much in favor of bombing Iran. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not a military expert. I don't want Iran to get a nuclear bomb because they'll use it. In fact, who's to say that they don't have some nuke capabilities right now? Do you know who Iran is friends with? Exactly. Russia. Russia's got nukes. who's to say that Russia hasn't, you know, given them something? So Donald Trump acting like Iran is defenseless may only cause Iran to want to prove they're not. And I would just, I would hate to see what that looks like. So, yeah, I'm concerned. Also, as I mentioned yesterday, there was a time when tragedy in America was bipartisan. Steve Scalise got shot. Democrats overwhelmingly supported Steve Scalise. That was so bipartisan. It felt good as an American. It felt good to just sense that bipartisanship. Like, hey, you know, I know we disagree, but man, you're a person. I care about you. And I ran into Steve Scalise Saturday night at this big bicentennial ball at Lakeside Shopping Center, celebrating the 200th anniversary of Jefferson Parish. And he actually came up to me, said he wants to be on the show. We're trying to work that out. I posted a picture on Scoot on the Air Facebook and also on Scoot on the Air Substack of me with Steve Scalise. And, you know, I like Steve Scalise as a person. I disagree with him. He knows we disagree on a lot of issues. But, you know, when we saw each other Saturday night, we were very friendly to each other because we were relating as humans in a situation that was not political, and that's okay. But Donald Trump is making the world and the country more partisan. He says calling the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, who's a Democrat, calling him and expressing any kind of empathy because of the shootings last weekend would be, quote, a waste of time. A lot of Democrats opened up when somebody shot at Donald Trump on the campaign trail and his ear got nipped. A lot of people, a lot of Democrats opened up to him. You know, tragedy used to be bipartisan. It's not anymore. And that is really sad. And this president is pushing that along. And what, just because he's a Democrat? I mean, there are a lot of Trump supporters who are happy. I believe they're happy that a Democratic politician in Minnesota was shot and killed and another was shot and almost killed. I think there are people who are happy about that. But you're not supposed to act like that, you know, publicly. And again, there's so much to get to. But, you know, there's something else I want to talk about today. President Trump, since he became president, the food coming in from the USDA to food banks has dramatically decreased. And it's affecting Louisiana. It's affecting New Orleans. There are children right here in New Orleans who during the summer, because they're not at school, they don't have food every day. They get regular meals. The meals that they get at school help them nutritionally. It is so effing sad to me that there are children, little kids, who don't have enough food to have three meals a day. And when they're in school, they have more food than when they're not in school. And when they're not in school and they don't get those meals from school, they don't have food. Some of them may even go hungry. I mean, how can we allow this? And I want to know, what can I do? I don't have a ton of money, but we need to figure out what we can do, because the idea that there's a child, there are kids. I mean, think about their little faces. And they don't have food. They don't have food every day. And when they're out of school, it's a real challenge. This should not be. And children who are growing up with less nutrition, that affects their brain. They grow up with a disadvantage in life. And I just think we need to figure out, and I'm going to work on this, we need to figure out what we can do to make sure that these kids have food. Because this should not be. We shouldn't spend money on anything superficial until every kid is fed. And I don't know how it even got to this point. But we got to figure this out. Also, later in the show, we'll talk a little bit about Tyler Perry. He's the latest. Tyler Perry has been hit with a $260 million sexual harassment and assault lawsuit. And I guess the question is, how can men avoid this from happening? Now, some women make it up to try to get money. So if you don't have money, that's an advantage. But if you've got any notoriety and you've got a lot of money, it is very easy for a woman to say she was sexually harassed and sexually assaulted by you in an attempt to get money. And quite often, they do get money. But that's not fair to the men. And these vicious women ruin it for the women who really are sexually assaulted. They ruin it for them. And we talked about the story where, I think it was Drake, and this woman sued Drake because Drake put cayenne pepper in a used condom after they had boinked. And she burned. Do you know why she burned? Because she was trying to insert that into her to get pregnant so she could get money from Drake. And she sued him. He put cayenne in the used condom because he was afraid that some woman might do that. And some woman did that. So as much as I want to sympathize with every woman who claims sexual assault, unfortunately, there are situations where somebody has money and it might not be so obvious who the guilty person is. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is in a meeting until 2 o'clock. He'll join the show at 2. In the meantime, Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, it's good to have to say.
Yes.
The thing that makes this Tyler Perry situation a bit different is that the person accusing him is a male. It's a guy.
Yeah, okay, but guys can be dishonest too, you know? I don't know. I mean, is Tyler Perry gay, or does somebody just claim that this happened? I don't know everything about the story yet because it's just coming out. But I mean, you know, guys are learning from women that you can try to get money by claiming that you were sexually assaulted, and you know, guys can claim that as well as women. All right, again, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, Louisiana Governor Earl K. Long was committed to a state mental hospital. He responds by having the hospital's director fired and replaced with a crony who then proceeds to proclaim that he is perfectly sane. Happened on this day in 1959. They sent him to a mental institution, had the guy fired and replaced with a crony, and they said, he's sane. So, I don't know. Was Earl K. Long a little nutty in the head? I don't know. The only reason he got out was because he fired the person who was head of the hospital and replaced him with a crony and got out. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, LSU's quest for a national championship in the College World Series.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Continues today. The Tigers are 2-0 in the College World Series, and they're looking great. They're one win away from the championship finals. Now, today they take on Arkansas. Arkansas and UCLA played yesterday, and Arkansas is now going to have to beat LSU to continue, and LSU can beat Arkansas and move on, but Arkansas beat UCLA last night, so Arkansas is the team that takes on LSU. Pregame begins at 5:30 here on WWL, and the first pitch is at 6 o'clock, and you'll hear all the action. It's brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Gary Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center. It's all on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Go LSU. All right, we're going to get to a few of your text messages here in just a few minutes. Really, a lot to talk about, but I'm truly bothered by this idea that, and this is not new to this year. This is not just under Trump, but under Trump, it seems like there's less food coming in from the USDA, and that is becoming a problem for Louisiana and a problem for New Orleans. But this is a problem that exists every year, and I can't let it go any longer without just talking more about it and finding a way for all of us to get together and just really accepting nothing less than doing more to feed children who come into this world and don't have food. Now, I don't know about the money situation. I know that people get money from the government to take care of kids. I know the money doesn't always go to the kids. But nonetheless, when kids are out of school and they don't have the meals that they get at school, they don't have food at home. And this should not exist. It's 2025. We have plenty. We throw away plenty. This should not happen. And it's on all of us, I think, to do something about it. So we're going to continue to talk about that. I'm not going to come up with a solution today or tomorrow or the next day, but this is going to be something that I want to work on this show. And I want to find a way to help. I want to find a way to get you to help, because there's got to be something we can do. And one of the problems that I perceive is, you know, when you start thinking about going through channels, you know, to get the food to the kids. I mean, I wish we could just hand the food right to the children. But that's just not practical. And we don't know who the kids are, but somebody does. And so it has to go through channels to get there. And I worry about things getting lost in the channels. I worry about the channels, you know, costing too much and enough food doesn't get to the kids. So I'm going to do all I can to look into this and to find a simple way that you and I can help, because there should be no child in this listening area that is hungry because they don't have a school meal. No kid should deal with that. And it breaks my heart to think about the faces of children that are hungry. I mean, you know, we didn't have everything when I was growing up, but we had food and we had snacks and we were kids. And some kids just can't be kids because they're hungry. All right, let's get to a few calls. Let's go to Slidell. Jenny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jenny.
Hi, Scoot. It worries me, too, with the hungry children. And I was a school nurse for a long time, and now I'm a nurse practitioner in Slidell. But, you know, my thoughts are, New Orleans is known for our food. And I think every restaurant who advertises on Lagniappe, you know, in the Lagniappe, should donate a certain percent of food, and it could be sent to the schools, because I think some of the schools are open in the summer for a little while. Yeah. And perhaps in those areas where the restaurants are, they can send some meals to the schools and the parents or whoever can pick up those meals there. You know, and that could be an idea.
Yeah, and I don't want to put it all on the restaurants, because I know that the markup and the profit margin for restaurants is not as broad as you might think. And while a lot of restaurants are doing well, some are, you know, doing all they can to get by. But I think this is a problem, Jenny, for all of us. And I just think that we should all face this problem and not accept anything less than doing something about getting food to these kids. I can't imagine being a kid and being hungry. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I agree with you. What about a GoFundMe?
I thought about that last night, and that might be an option. But what I want to make sure is that this doesn't get caught up in some kind of chain, some kind of channel where, you know, the money is lost and you know, people are paid too much to make this happen. I mean, I'd love to be able to just put the food right into the hands of these kids or these families with kids that are hungry. And, you know, you can't necessarily do that. So I'm going to look into all of that. But I did think about GoFundMe last night, so that's a possibility. Jenny, I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Coleman with a couple of quick text messages.
All right. This first one says, Scoot, there are warmongers on both sides. They're sending military supplies to both Israel and Ukraine and extending the endless war that America has been in for the last 80 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we're talking now about more of an active role. And what is inspiring Donald Trump is the desire to get involved. That, I mean, after Fox News showed this this military operation from Israel and described it as military genius, Donald Trump just couldn't avoid wanting to get involved in that and be part of that as a way of, you know, I mean, the first thing, it seems like the first thing is to feed his ego. And, you know, we can't have a president who wants to feed his ego that gets us into a war. And by the way, this was the guy who ran on the campaign trail who was going to end all wars. And I'm sure he mentioned day one, I'm going to end wars. Day one, I'm ending the war in Ukraine. I'm going to get with my friend Vladimir Putin. We're going to end the war. Well, that's not happening. I mean, that was a joke. I didn't think it was going to happen. And I got criticized from Trump supporters. You're just bashing Trump. No, I was being honest with you. And it turns out that I was right. Donald Trump could not end the war day one. And that's still going on. And then now we have this going on. And the idea that he changed after watching, you know, Fox News and this presentation of the coverage of the conflict with Israel and Iran, that's when he wants to get involved. You know, you don't form foreign policy by watching the Fox News channel, because that's just not a real depiction of exactly what's going on. And then the president, and we're getting, you know, I mean, Maggie Haberman, you can say whatever you want about her, but this woman has inside sources close to Trump, and she is accurate with everything she says. I can't think of the last time Maggie Haberman was not right on when she said something about something was going on with Trump. And she says that he's rejecting, and he even said it publicly, he's rejecting the intel of the United States. So somehow he has the wisdom to know more than the intelligence that the United States has. It's just absurd.
All right, two more. This one says, when you're talking about Trump's indecisiveness, this text says, the power of X made him change his mind. The MAGA's response made him change. Basically saying that Trump was responding to the feedback that he gets from Twitter, X posts, you know, other MAGAs.
I don't think there's any doubt that that's part of the equation. I mean, it is. And, you know, sometimes citizens don't know what's best. Sometimes leaders, whether a president, a governor, mayor, whatever, sometimes leaders have to stand up and do what they know is the right thing to do, regardless of what the public thinks. But we don't have politicians who have that kind of courage. You know, they do what the voters want because they're more concerned about being elected or reelected than they are concerned about doing the right thing for America.
And I leave you with this one. I'm very pro-Israel, but we must not commit U.S. forces unless we are attacked in force. We do not need Iran's allies getting into this.
Yeah, and I don't think President Trump should be calling Iran defenseless, because all it's going to take is them to prove that they're not defenseless for us to be in a big, bad situation. And President Trump now changing his mind again when it comes to the direction from ICE and the raids. I mean, now he's talking about, yeah, now we're going to go to hotels and the agricultural workers. Now we're going to go do that. He decided that last night. You can't change your mind every week when it comes to big issues. That is not a stable mind. And right now, President Trump's mind does not appear to be stable. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWE.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, all right, if you're working, thanks for being with us. Love those of you who tune in while you're working at a desk, in the car, or at home. Thanks for tuning in while you're working. Good afternoon. It's hot if you're not in the rain, and there are going to be big thunderstorms around again this afternoon into this evening, and then we're going to, over the weekend, get into that traditional 40% chance of rain pattern. I think it officially becomes summer on Friday, but it's felt like summer for quite some time. Look, I really want you all to help me with this. I want to find a way to do this in a streamlined way. I am just intensely hurt by the idea that school's out, and because some kids are not getting meals at school, they don't have food. How can you grow up and be a healthy individual if, when your body and mind are developing, you don't have proper nutrition? And too many people are at a disadvantage. And I don't see why that should even be acceptable in America in the year 2025. We have food. We have money. We should not allow this to happen. And if you can think of a way for me to use you, use this audience, for us to all get together and make sure that kids don't go hungry, especially in the summer when they lose those school meals. But I mean, any time of year. I mean, this may be a lot bigger than just a summertime thing. But I just don't think we should accept the idea that some kids go hungry because they're missing out on their school meals. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, my email address is scoot@wwl.com. That's scoot@wwl.com. All right, let's go uptown to Clem. Clem, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I have a first step for you in some information gathering on the children's hunger issue, which is crucial. I agree with you. You're probably familiar with Toop's Meadery, the renowned New Orleans restaurant. Chef Isaac Toop's and his wife Amanda have actually been running a program along this line for several summers now. I don't know all the details, but I know they have been doing a summer program where they provide lunches to students who are out of school and going without, as you've just described. So I would suggest that you contact Chef Isaac, bring him on the show. I'm sure that he has a lot of details about the issue and can give you some background and how he has developed the logistics for rolling out his program and how it might be able to be grown.
That's good advice. So, I'm gonna look into that, Clem. Do you know how the kids actually get the meals, or how do they define the children that need the meals?
I think he has done that himself. He has put all the infrastructure in place. So he would have a model for you on how it can be done and what has worked and what hasn't, and how it could be taken even to the next largest format. So call Chef Isaac at Toop's Meadery.
Okay, I'm gonna work on that. Clem, I appreciate the call. And I know this is not something that we're going to solve in one day, but we got to get on this. And look, I'm not the kind of person who likes to put a guilt trip on anybody, because I don't think we should be burdened with guilt. But, you know, as a human being, I don't want to be comfortable with the idea that there are children who, because they lose meals when school's out, they don't have something to eat. That cannot be tolerated in our country. It's 2025. We have food. We have money. I mean, we all have a little bit, not all of us, but most people have a little bit that they can give. And so I want to try to find a way to help. I'm gonna try and get a hold of Chef Isaac Toop's Eatery, and see if there's something that we can do to help him, to help that cause. And I'm not going to let this die. Now, we're going to follow through on this. And I need your help. I can't do this alone. And I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not a lot of people. I don't have the money to to totally finance this thing. But there are things that we can do. And we've got to step forward and do something for those kids. And I know they're not our kids, but they are our kids. These are the kids that are going to grow up, and many of them are going to grow up and they're going to stay in New Orleans. And these are the kids who are going to be, you know, part of our community, you know, for a long time. They may be part of our community forever. And I just think that in America today, it's really sad when there are young people who don't have basic nutrition because their brains and bodies are developing. And if they don't have proper nutrition, they're going to be at an intrinsic disadvantage later in life. And that's not fair to them. They didn't ask to be in that situation. Nobody asks to be born into the situation they're born into. You or I could have been born into that situation. We didn't ask to be born into the situation that we were born into. So these kids didn't ask for that. And that's why I think it's so important for us to come together and try as a community, try and do more about that. So we'll be talking about that as time goes on. All right. This is a real milestone of a day. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, today we wish happy birthday to Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney is 83 years old. You know, when I was a young preteen and I first saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show and I became a Beatles fan, man, I never thought that I would be in a position years later to be on the radio wishing Paul McCartney an 83rd happy birthday. Paul McCartney, 83, still kicking it, still touring, and that whole concept of the baby boomer generation that youth was everything, that has been defied by the baby boomer generation. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, very sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 2011, Clarence Clemons, the saxophone player in the Bruce Springsteen E Street Band, died at the age of 69. He suffered a stroke, and it was sad. He was replaced by his nephew, Jake Clemons. But man, Clarence Clemons could play a mean tenor sax, man. He could make that thing scream. And he was just such a big, great presence on that stage, too. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. I want to continue to talk about what we can do to help the kids who are going hungry, and there's less food coming in from the government under President Trump. I don't know how much he's had to do with that, but it seems to be a fact. And kids should not go hungry. And there are some children who are hungry because they're not getting meals at school, and that should not happen. We shouldn't tolerate that. So we'll talk more about that. Also, we've got a lot more coming up. So lawmakers have now quietly stopped funding building the wall. Wow. We'll talk about that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.